Safe Harbor Financial Services LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Director of Operations, Vicki Miller.
Hello.
As well as insurance professional, Gary Garner.
Hello, everyone.
And welcome back, Hall of Fame financial advisor, Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
Good to see you again. What's the team going to talk about today?
We got a lot of issues, Laura, going on today, but we're going to talk about a lot of things. But let's cover the most important thing, the need for financial advisors, folks.
Everybody needs someone to help them figure out how to get to their ideal retirement. And we call it retire your way, not retire my way, not retire the government's way. We call it retire your way, relax and retire your way.
Well, the main thing we talk about is the need to eliminate risk, Gary. You got to eliminate risk. And that, you know, you can go out and throw a dart and take your chances and hit on whatever you want to have, and that's the stocks you pick, but we got to think about what we need.
We do, and you know, things, I look back when I was in high school and everybody said things are going to change fast, and they're still changing fast. Things are changing every day. Victoria, what have you been seeing this last week since we've been on the show last?
Changing the gas prices.
Ooh, gosh, yes. Jim, you and I were laughing about this coming over here. Your wife is putting a certain amount of gas in the tank. I've gotten to where when I pull up to a pump, I only fill up half my tank at a time.
Yeah.
Maybe you could say, well, it saves me a little gas because I'm not carrying as much weight in the truck because fuel weighs. But it's more because it just makes me feel better to stop at $50 at $100.
Well, at least your cars are stopping at the gas tank. Mine's not stopping anywhere but the gas tank.
Well, and these are the things that affect people in retirement. It would be nice if our gas prices were going down, if our taxes were going down, if our cost of living was going down, but that's not the reality today. We're facing many, many different things that every one of us are having to deal with, and some of us have made plans, and that's what we talk about on our when people come in. We talk about, have you made a plan for retirement? Do you have an idea of how much you're going to need to retire on? Do you have an idea of how you're going to handle your health care cost? Vicki, you hear from clients all the time. What are they saying to you?
I don't want to lose any money.
Let me give you a living example. Jill and I were just talking about just yesterday. She says, I want to travel. We still want to travel. And I said, well, Jill, have you thought about this? Gas has gone up at $2 or $3 a gallon since we talked about it. You know, we got to factor that in our retirement. You're going to have a lot less money you got to travel on.
Yeah. Inflation is at a record-breaking level.
It is. And, you know, that's one of the things that when people come in, they say, well, when can I afford to retire? Well, and, you know, my pretty standard answer is, well, it depends. Have you started early enough? Have you found somebody that can help you along the way to keep you on track, on course, on your roadmap, whatever you want to call it? Have you had someone that has been helping guide and coach you for 20 years, like someone like Tiger Wood would have? I think he's about to play in another major golf tournament, and I've said many times on this show, you don't get to be the top of the professional golf game without having a coach. And same thing in your financial planning. You need a coach to say, hey, here's what I see you're doing. Here's some areas I think we can correct. And here's what we need to do to help you.
You're right, Gary. You're absolutely right. And that's what we do. That's what we want to do, is help coach you along.
That's why we encourage our radio program listeners to call for a complimentary strategy session. No pressure, no obligation. Sit down with Jim Bird and the staff at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne simply by picking up the phone and calling 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And of course, I'm always going to say, go to our website. It's there 24/7. It's got information. It doesn't have in-depth information because everybody's different. There's no cookie cutter approach in our practice. When you come in, we're going to ask you, how much do you think you need to retire your way? That's probably the most important thing that we help figure out, because Jim, you've told people for years, what do you have to have to retire comfortably?
Well, you got to have some guaranteed income, Gary. And what we talk about is, how much risk are you willing to take? Long in my thing has always been, you eliminate risk the older you get. You don't want to take risk, you know, because risk is a bugaboo. Because if you lose your money at a certain time and age, you can't make it back.
Exactly. And I think the perfect thing that we have here, you're our mentor. You are our most senior person in the firm. I'm kind of in the middle. Victoria's our younger person. I'm not trying to say your age, but your risk tolerance at your age is a little bit different than my risk tolerance, and my risk tolerance is different than Jim's. At your young age, you can afford to take more risks, and if you come in and talk to us, we're going to show you some things where maybe you can aim for a higher return because you're willing to accept a little bit higher risk because you have a longer time frame to make up any adjustments like we're seeing in the market today.
She took a risk when she married you, didn't she?
Well, I hope it's a good risk. And it was a risk for me that I'm really happy that I'm enjoying. So, but when Victoria, when you think about risk, if you were investing your money, would you be putting it in the most risk-free
aggressive
things, or would you take a little bit more risk at your young age?
I think a little bit differently than others, I think.
Okay.
Where I would start would be aligning my retirement objectives with my current financial situation. And then taking a look, once I've written it down, about where I think I want to be in 10, 15 years, and at maybe a halfway point, taking that sheet of paper out again and reviewing how far along I've come to achieve my initial goals, and then maybe resetting it to complete my retirement years in case I've taken off the track, in case I've gone off the track a little bit. Because for me, you know, I have three kids. I have one that's getting ready to move out really soon. I have two that are still in high school. And as the kids get older, guess what? They don't get cheaper. They cost more money. So I have to be able to plan for that. And I want to be able to set something aside for them and my legacy to them.
Yeah.
So there's lots of things for me, even as I creep up that slope of 50.
Can you say that?
I was stumbling there a little bit. It wasn't a broadcast problem, technical error there. But as I'm doing that, I think I'm right at the age where most people start to think about retirement.
You're exactly right. Yes,
because you'd be surprised at how many just really don't sit down and think about it, and especially right now, because it's harder to put aside 20 or 25% of my paycheck when I'm just trying to keep up with my rent, keep up with the food costs, keep up with gas, keep up with my other expenditures that I have. And it's harder for me to do that now. So I've got to have a plan. It's more important that I have a plan right now.
And then along comes emergencies, Vicki.
Yes, emergencies. Yeah.
Those well-played plans, they can be derailed if you have an emergency. And people don't know that. So you got to have a plan for a plan for emergencies. So you got to have something like long-term care.
Well, you don't think about that happening to you. And I think that's where you think that maybe your spouse, if you ever get to a certain situation, your spouse is going to take care of you. But sometimes unexpected health conditions might be a little harder for your spouse to take care of because there might be additional health needs that go along with doing that. And that's not cheap, you know. And something that I read most recently, it said that retired couples face almost $315,000 in health care expenses.
Yes, over their lifetime.
Do you know how quickly that would dwindle a retirement savings or even a savings account if you don't have something in plan? Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
that is very hard to imagine. That's a difficult figure. And it's even more reason that folks need someone to help guide them and to help create a plan for their retirement. If you have a plan, then how about a second opinion? Get a portfolio review. Simply pick up the phone and call, say you heard it on the radio, and you'd like to take advantage of a complimentary strategy session with Safe Harbor Financial Services. Call 625-1226.
625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And of course, go to our website, Ask Jim Bird. That's BYRD, askjimbird.com. And, you know, get some of the information that'll help you start thinking about the questions you want to ask us when you come in. Because really, everything we're talking about right now comes down to how much do you need to save to retire your way. And really, this is the most important piece of the retirement puzzle that we help our clients identify. And it becomes the foundation of the written plan that we put together for them. Are you going to have enough money to retire your way, or are you going to have to make compromises? You know?
And how much risk, Gary, are you willing to take?
Right.
That's the thing. See, we don't go in there and say, everybody, throw away all the risk and don't take any risk. You don't need risk. We let you take as much risk as you're willing to take in there. But we realize the older you get, the less risk you need to take. But we don't say everybody don't want risk, throw away all the risk anymore. You got to have some risk in there. But we encourage you not to take risks the older you are. And we show you how to get the return without risk. Now, we have risk-free products that you can buy without risk.
Yeah, and you know, the old rule of thumb is take 100, subtract your age, and that should be your risk tolerance rate. Well, if I'm 68, my risk tolerance should be about 32%, but I really don't feel comfortable risking over a third of what I have saved over 40
right.
years right now.
Right.
So just because we use a ratio doesn't mean that some of our clients are going to have a much different view of that. When clients come in and I ask them, how much are you willing to lose? You know, they kind of look at me and say, well, I don't want to lose any of it.
That's right.
I've worked hard for this. I've saved, and I've one of our clients told us the other day, you know, I worked night shifts. I did extra hours. I took extra jobs. I did a whole lot of things to save the money that I've got. So it's important you put it in the right places. And, you know, some of the things we look at are, should you put money in an IRA? Should you put money in a 401k, 403b, depending on who you're working for? Should you use a Roth? Should you buy, like you mentioned a minute ago, long-term health care insurance? Should you be investing in insurance contracts like term or indexed universal life? Should you use annuities to help reduce the risk of not having enough money to retire your way? And I know I keep coming back to that, but that's the most important thing. We want people to retire their way, and that's what we help them look at.
And we don't have to put it all in one bucket. We can split it up and see, diversify a little bit and put in different things. And that's what we look at. See, it's not all or none. Put it in there, some fixed products that are guaranteed safe, and you can put some, diversify, and put it in some a little bit risk. It's all based on your risk tolerance, what you want to do, what you need.
Yeah, people have different goals for where they want to save. You know, we have people come in all the time and say, yeah, I've still got money in CDs. Well, CDs still aren't paying anything.
Right.
We've got CD strategies that are moving back around 3% right now. And I know that's not jump up and down exciting, but when we're facing ups and downs in the market, taking the money you've got and not losing anything and being guaranteed a 3% return, for some people, depending on where you are in life, that's more important than putting your money somewhere like Bitcoin or other investments that could go up and down. You know, we have to look at all those things.
And the folks at Safe Harbor Financial Services help you look at all of those things. They can't help you if you don't call. Call for that complimentary consultation just because you're a faithful listener of this program, or maybe it's your first time. The point is to take action with your future and call 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
You know, once we help you figure out income, the second most important thing that everybody worries about is healthcare expenses. And Vicki, you just mentioned that for a couple that's 65, they can expect to spend about $300,000 to $350,000 over their lifetime for things like Medicare premiums, copays, deductibles,
right,
out-of-pocket expenses. You know, 10,000 people every day are becoming eligible for Medicare. And we sit down with clients every day and help them figure out how to use their Medicare benefits most efficiently. I know you may be seeing Joe Namath on television right now saying, hey, call, find out if you have a plan that gives money back to you. Those are around, and we can help you look at those if you want. But Medicare is going to be the foundation of what's going to provide the money for most of your health care costs when you turn 65. And everybody becomes eligible for Medicare at least at 65. Some people become eligible before 65, depending on your particular condition. So we help people figure out, when do you want to sign up? Do you want to sign up for all three parts of Medicare at once? There's Part A, Part B, Part C, and then there's prescription drug plans. Depending on whether or not you're continuing to work, you may not need all those parts of that plan at
the time. Gary's thinking that Medicare is going to take up all the costs. It's not.
It definitely doesn't. Medicare covers about 80% of most of your cost, and then you're responsible for the other 20%. That can be a pretty hefty bill,
yes,
depending on how many times you might be visiting a physician in a particular month.
Yes.
So we help people look at whether Medicare supplements are the right way to go for them, whether Medicare Advantage plans are the right way to go for them, what particular prescription drug plan that you need to have, because health care, as I said a minute ago, number two on everybody's list is, can I afford my health care when I get ready to retire?
Right, Gary, and we're talking from experience. Gary and I are, at least, because we've been there and done that.
Yeah. Now, and I tell people, you know, what's the best way to control your health care expenses in later in life? Well, be healthy. Well, that's, you know, that's kind of tongue-in-cheek. But,
yeah,
you know, be healthy. You work out every day. That's important if you can afford that time. Make sure that you're doing the right things so that when you get into retirement, you aren't carrying that burden of, you know, poor health habits all your life. It's like going into retirement when you've got tons of debt. You know, the pundits that like to sell books, I love to listen to them because they've all got a plan of how to give you the perfect retirement. All you have to do is buy their book.
Now, yeah,
we're not going to tell you that because I think our perfect plan is come down and sit down and talk to us and
That's
let us
right.
actually put a personalized plan together for you.
Yeah.
And then we'll review it with you routinely. If maybe you need to come in once a year. Maybe you need to come in every 6 months. We have clients that call us every couple of weeks. And that's just fine. You know, their needs are different than other clients that say, okay, I think I've got everything pretty much under control. I don't have a big spending habit. I just need to know that I can count on a check other than my Social Security check coming in every month.
It's one thing's key to retirement. If you've got to have some guaranteed income somewhere in that portfolio, it's got to be a guaranteed income in there, guaranteed you can outlive, guaranteed for life. It's got to be in there. If you've got that, you're going to be pretty safe.
That's why we encourage you to call Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne to learn more and make an appointment, a complimentary strategy session, simply by picking up the phone. Tell them you heard it on the radio. If you're listening on the weekend, write this number down or leave a message. 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
And of course, go to Ask Jim Bird, BYRD, AskJimBird.com. That website is sitting there 24/7. We regularly update things on there. You'll be able to look on there again soon and see some of our new seminar dates. We've got some of those coming up in June. Vicki, I think, do we have those dates tied down yet?
We're working on those.
Okay, we'll let you know on the next show when you can come in and spend an evening with us. We can go into a little bit more detail than we can on the radio show in the short time that we have here. But you know, once you've got lifetime income, once you've got an income plan, once you're pretty secure with your health care, the other thing that people look at is Social Security. You know, people think Social Security is a one-size-that-fits-all, and they kind of take it for granted. I read the other day an article, and it said that most people couldn't even pass a basic Social Security quiz. And, Vicki, do you have that quiz in front of us? We've got a couple of questions that we can go over and see how many of our viewers could pass this little test.
Well, I didn't know I was going to have a crash course study guide here. I didn't know I was going to put on a spot like that. But some of the things that I've seen that have asked most commonly are, if I take my benefits before my full retirement age, they'll be reduced for early filing.
What
is that
think?
True or false?
That's true.
It's absolutely true. I took my retirement benefits at 62, and I'm getting a lower payment for the rest of my life because I took my benefits early. In the circumstance I was in, I wanted to take my benefits at 62, and many people today are taking their benefits at 62. That could be the right thing for them, but there are advantages to taking them later. You took yours later.
I took mine at 69, still got a reduced benefit.
Well, but you still... What do you quote from 65 to 70? There's about a 7% increase in your benefits.
Yes.
And people don't think about this. Social Security has an automatic cost of living increase based on inflation. So though your benefit, and some people say the benefits won't be there, I'm not that pessimistic. But when inflation does rear its head, there is an automatic cost of living that's built into Social Security to help minimize that effect.
My wife was tickled because she got her cost of living benefit in there just this month.
Yeah.
She was tickled to death. She said, oh, I got a raise.
We all got a raise last year, and we could get a raise. I just read yesterday our raise this year could be as much as 8%. Well, that's great, but that means that's inflation. Inflation is causing our goods to go up 10%.
Right.
I don't want to pay $10 for a dozen eggs.
What if you could give yourself a raise?
That would be nice.
Maybe you can, simply by picking up the phone and calling Safe Harbor Financial Services for a complimentary strategy session. The numbers again are 625-1226.
That's 625-1226.
Or toll-free 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
Hey, guys, I think this is kind of an important question to ask. It's another true and false. There might be a trick word in here. But once I start collecting Social Security, my benefits will never change.
That's false.
Correct. We just said you've got an automatic cost of living benefit built into Social Security. But there is another caveat to that. Let's say you're married. You and your spouse are both collecting Social Security benefits, and one of you passes away. Do your benefits change?
Yes.
Absolutely. What does it change to?
It goes down.
Well, you keep the higher.
You keep the higher of the two.
Of the two. Most people think, no, we'll keep going. How about this? I'm going to grab this question. If I have a spouse, she can receive benefits from my record even if she has no individual earnings history. This is kind of a tricky one.
I think that's true.
You're correct. Yes, Your spouse can receive your benefits. And here's something that maybe I shouldn't really point out, but even if you're not married to that spouse anymore, and you were married for a certain period of time, and if you've never worked, you can collect. It doesn't reduce theirs, but you can collect their benefits.
I know that from experience, too. Yeah, that's true.
Yep. Got any more?
I have several, but, I mean, we've given a lot to kind of throw out there and to think about. And there are resources. Give us a call. Come by the office. Send us a thing on the website or a question. You know, we say this every week. We want to hear from you, even if it's a suggestion for further talks on our upcoming radio show the following week. We want to hear from you. Because we see things and we hear things on a daily basis. And believe it or not, a lot of it's very similar. They want to make sure that they have a way to take care of essentials while still providing for their family, either in or near retirement.
Yep.
Let me say this. I'm not in there every day like I was, but I'm here by special appointment or consultation. I'll be available in there. If somebody wants to talk to me personally, I'll be in there. I'm not available every day like I used to be, but, you know, I am available.
And that's
and
part of your plan.
You still return phone calls, too.
I will return phone calls.
Meanwhile, go travel. Go retire. Take Jewel on that trip, Jim. You deserve it.
Laurie, I plan well, and that's what I plan for, so I can do it now.
And you can have anybody you want, but I'll tell you why I think you ought to pick us, because we want to help you retire your way. That's the most important thing we want to say, is that we want to help you retire your way so that you decide what you get to do when you pull that magic cord.
I think I had the best financial advisor out there myself.
That's right. For many, many years.
High standards, Gary. You got to step it up a little bit.
Time to go enjoy. Thank you, guys. Great show.
Thank you, Laurie.
Vicki Miller, Director of Operations, Gary Garner, Insurance Professional, and Hall of Fame Financial Advisor Jim Bird with Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Those numbers again to call for a complimentary consultation: 625-1226 or toll free 877-251-1984. You can also log on to askjimbird.com. You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at the same time on this same station. Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection benefits, safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refers to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Induction of an individual into Advisors XL Hall of Fame is based on a financial professional's cumulative annuity production. It is not indicative of the individual's knowledge, experience, or past or future performance. Advisors XL is an independent marketing organization located in Topeka, Kansas. This program is a paid placement.
Are you concerned about the uncertainty of the stock market? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama. We have safe solutions with higher than average returns because you participate in the market gains, not the losses. And it includes long-term care. Call me, Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Daphne, for a complimentary consultation or to attend one of our free seminars, 625-1226, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.